San Francisco State Senator Scott Wiener called Banco Brown's killing a failure for Black trans lives. In a statement, he said Brown's fatal shooting is so tragic because it was preventable. Banco Brown was an unarmed Black trans man accused of shoplifting outside a Walgreens on 7th and Market Streets in downtown San Francisco. An armed security guard at the store confronted Brown and ultimately shot him fatally. San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins declined to file charges against the guard, Michael Earl Wayne Anthony, who was arrested, calling it a shoplifting incident that quickly escalated into an armed robbery, and the fatal shooting an act of self-defense. But president of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors disagrees with the DA's assessment, Aaron Peskin's calling on the board to formally weigh in.
I am inclined to have this board, through formal action, ask the district attorney to reconsider and re-examine that decision. If you hear the details that I heard, at a minimum, this appears to be a manslaughter case.
Other reports say the guard confronted Brown outside the store, and Brown raised his hands at the guard. The guard then pulled his gun and fired. The family of Banco Brown is calling for the release of video footage of the incident. San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott at the police commission hearing this week confirmed Brown was unarmed when the guard fatally shot him.
There is no evidence that the victim was armed.
Residents are also calling for justice for Brown during public comment at the Board of Supervisors meeting this week.
That was a life that was taken for racial profiling.
Say that.
I bet if y'all see me right now, if I had on masked up in a sweatsuit outfit, y'all probably think I'll steal, huh?
Julia Arroyo, co-executive director of Young Women's Freedom Center, knew Brown, who used their services and also worked there.
And he always was providing for other people. And so many mentors told him that, you know, you got to take care of yourself first, but it just was not enough. It wasn't enough. His last week of his life, he said, Juju, I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm sleeping outside. I haven't showered. I'm not myself. I'm not myself right now. And still he brought people into the center. Please tell DA Jenkins to release the video, the tapes. Please, Banco wasn't this like dangerous, aggressive person.
Trans people are more likely to be homeless than other groups, and the rates are increasing exponentially. The last nationwide homeless count found an 88% increase in transgender homelessness since 2016, and a more than 100% increase in unsheltered homelessness among trans populations. Trans homeless people are more likely to experience violence and health complications than those who are housed. According to Arroyo, Brown never gave up looking for housing and to get out of homelessness. And that's another way the city failed Brown, according to San Francisco State Senator Scott Wiener. He said in a statement, "Our continued shortage of permanent supportive housing and shelter beds mean we continue to fail thousands of Banco Browns every day." I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.